Inside the Locker Room, presented by Jack Black. Get your game face on.
How much does the direction the Bills go with their coach and with their future, how much does that affect if you want to be here or not?
And I feel like it does, and I feel like, I want to be a part of this team. That's the biggest part of this team. We've been working and been competing. You know, we're right there. Just got to find a way to do it, you know. I feel like, you know, the coaches does bring consideration.
Robert, what are your priorities in free agency?
I don't know right now. I mean, I gotta weigh all my decisions. I gotta see how it plays out, what comes. I mean, there's so much that goes into it. Team, money, quarterback, all everything plays into it.
When you look at the market the last few years, when you look at the market and the way it played out the last few years, do you think hitting the open market is at least a good, you know, thought considering to see what your value is?
I mean, yeah. Of course, I feel like I want to see what is out there as well, with the Bills offer as well. But like I said, I gotta wait and see what they offer, see what other teams offer. And other than that, I just gotta sit by my phone or however it goes. And the first time going around.
Is there a part of you that looks forward to that though? The free, you know, that possibility of free agency, almost like getting recruited again for college, that type of thing, where teams would come after you.
Yeah, I've never been a part of this first time, but I mean that's how it seems. You know, it seems just kind of like a waiting game. Teams are offering, teams are selling their teams, trying to get you and. At the end of the day, you know, I think it's, you know, it's my decision. That's how it plays out.
How discouraged are you? You've been here long enough to see this thing make little progress, and if anything, maybe go backwards, and the future may not necessarily be bright. How do you look at that?
Yeah, I don't see us taking any step backwards. I know we've had our ups and downs with our coaches, but I feel like in this room with the players and our team, we all have bought in and are trying to give everything to find ways to win. So I know those guys. I know when I look at these guys, I know they are committed to this team, and I know I want to be a part of winning with them.
It's another restart, though.
Yeah, I mean it is another restart, but I mean it's progression. Each year is progression. You know, it seems like we're just waiting on that coach to take us.
Robert, it's not coaching. Just you at the receiver position. I mean, there's other. It's Justin. It's Keese. I mean, this could look a lot different in 1 year's time. I mean, have you guys collectively thought about that too, not just individually?
No, just sitting in the room today. It's three or four of us free agents, Tate as well. The whole room could be changed. The whole room could be the same. You know, we don't know. But I mean, there's definitely gonna be some changes in that room with the guys that are up.
Robert, how much will the impending decision on Tyrod Taylor affect whether or not you even want to be someone with the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, I feel like I have to take that in consideration, you know, being my quarterback, 2 years, finding ways to get the ball this year and make plays with A-Lynn and Coach Palmer stepping in. But, I have to take it in consideration. We already put in the work, already have some timing down, and now, you know, my part, you know, being healthy and be able to take off and do a lot more than we did.
If he's not back, does that discourage you quite a bit from the back?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they still have some decisions to make if he doesn't come back as well. So, I mean, still got to look at it and see with how they make it play out.
Similarly, does a return of Anthony Lynn as the head coach have any impact on you potentially coming back? I know you said it doesn't matter per se who the coach is, but would that maybe appeal to you a little bit more to come back if Anthony Lynn's still here?
I mean, I gotta consider it a little bit just because of familiarity, being with him. He knows what I could do already. I have to look into it. I mean, that's a part of my decision as well.
So are you going to test the market?
I mean, I feel like that's what it is, right? I'm a free agent. My contract's up.
They could offer before you hit free.
Well, I mean, that's up to them. I don't really have any say-so in that. Yeah.
Robert, how severe were the injuries you played through this year?
Not bad. I was able to come back and still come back and perform. You know, the foot slowed me down for a game. I think the knee was either two or three, but able to come back full speed, that was the biggest thing for me, was able to just come back and feel healthy, and I was able to do so.